Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, about Libya. Where else? Well, Syria, Yemen, for example. But it's about Libya, and it's called Rebel, Rebel, Your Base is a Mess. We know who the Libyan rebels are. We know what they want. We don't know what they will become. Their base is Benghazi, but they come from different parts of Libya, from different backgrounds. And when the beginning is at an end, they will almost certainly have different aims. Benghazi was where the Transitional National Council, the TNC, came into being. After initial confusion, Mustafa Abdel Jalil emerged as the leader, an executive was formed, and a military chief emerged. Jalil is a former Gaddafi loyalist. He served as justice minister in a country not known for its sense of the rule of law. When he first announced himself as being in charge, he was immediately challenged by a Benghazi lawyer called Abdel Hafid. He eventually settled for being official spokesman. The man tasked with talking to the foreign powers is Ali al-Essawi. He resigned as ambassador to India at the beginning of the uprising. Jalil brought on board an ally, Mahmoud Jabril, and after a few days of squabbling, the former interior minister, General Abdel Fattah Yunis, appeared as the man in charge of what the rebels would like to call an army, but is in fact a disorganized, ragtag, poorly equipped militia. Given that Yunis is the man with the guns, it's probable that inside the TNC his voice is as important as that of Jalil's. All that unites them, and the other 30 or so figures in the TNC, is a desire to overthrow Gaddafi. After that, no one's sure. To achieve their initial aims, they've borrowed the American, British, French, and other air forces. This has halted the rebels' collapse, frozen the battle lines, and it allows them to start planning. They'll watch with delight as Gaddafi's air defences are taken apart, and they'll hope that his tanks and ground troops are hit in large numbers, despite Arab League reservations. Then, armed by various powers, including possibly Egypt, they'll train and prepare to head towards Tripoli. That looks an impossible task. It's almost 1,000 miles. The rebels haven't really fought for any of the cities they've taken. If army units hadn't joined them, they couldn't have taken anything. Turning these few units and militia into a proper army capable of operating across hundreds of miles and through several cities is not something which can be achieved in a matter of months, if at all. The longer the stalemate lasts, if that's what's coming, the more likely that the Benghazi base will fracture. The rebels are desperate to tell outsiders there's no Al-Qaeda types here, but that flies in the face of the fact that in Iraq, Al-Qaeda's second biggest supply of foreign fighters were from Libya. It also doesn't take into account that the radical Islamist movement of the Sanusi is based in the east. Among the TNC, there will be genuine Democrats, Islamists, putative dictators, and others. They want a unified country with Tripoli as the capital. But if they can't get it, then what do they want? They'll want different things. A divided Libya? Mogadishu on the Mediterranean? The possibilities are endless. And there's no clear end in sight. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.